You're listening to SarasotaDog.com, audio edition, The Daily Bone.
Welcome to Sarasota Dog. This is the audio edition, and today we're joined by Jason Cross. He's the publisher of Natural Awakenings Pet. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing well, Mary Lou. Thanks.
Good. Thanks for joining me. I know that you're coming up. Is it your fourth edition that's coming out, or the third that's coming
out?
Only the third.
Third edition is the fall, yep.
Okay, but it's your Natural Awakenings Pet has been widely and received and to much acclaim, so congratulations.
Thank you.
On that. What brought you to the idea of producing a pet magazine in addition to your other publication?
Well, you know, it's kind of a combination of a few factors that I think occurred over the last few years. Number one, where most of us are pet owners here at Natural Awakenings and pet lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And I became more involved with natural pet food when the pet food scare happened a few years ago.
Right.
And I've been a little bit more involved since then in, you know, natural health for our dogs. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we were looking for another possibility. And, you know, we started thinking about it, and we realized that some people take better care of dogs and cats than they do themselves. And so it seemed like a natural fit to have a natural pet magazine
right,
out
that's
there.
So true.
Yeah.
I, in the same way, I see people, you know, pursuing alternative health care and foods for their animals, yet they may not be there personally. Do you think that it's helping them to green up the way that they are conducting their life?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I do think that people are more apt to explore those areas with their pet before they are themselves. And I don't know. I think there's just such a tremendous love there for pet owners that they're willing to do anything sometimes when their pet is ill, or, you know, to keep their pets around as long as possible for companionship. So they often will do some things that they may not do for themselves. And I think by doing that and seeing the options and seeing how well it's working on the pets that they, you know, so dearly love, that they actually explore some of these things themselves.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's true of food and fitness and cosmetics, the things we put on our body, shampoos, lotions, all of that stuff. It makes a difference as to what you're using. You know, I was talking with someone who happened to be in the cat world the other day, and they mentioned to me that there are actually cats are more likely to be adopted these days because of our lifestyles than dogs. Are you seeing that at all in terms of response from readership or advertiser interest?
I think we're getting a little bit of both. I think we still have, you know, probably a predominance of dog owners, and I don't know if they're just a little more fervent or out there than the cat owners, but we're definitely seeing a lot more cat information and advertisers coming in. You know, we've made sure that we try to include as many pets as possible in the magazine to cover a wide variety. In fact, you'll see some different pets that are a little unusual, I think, in the next coming issues with some information on them.
Right. I noticed that you have this special section called the Adoption Spot. And how does that work, Jason? Maybe you could explain that to us.
Sure, absolutely. The Adoption Spot was, you know, we really wanted to promote local shelters and rescues, and especially, you know, no-kill shelters and rescues as much as possible. I've rescued pets in the past, and most of us on the staff had, you know, have used rescues most of the time, or, you know, maybe not all the time, but most of the time, you know, when that option comes up, we try to use rescues as much as possible. So we want to make sure they're supported because, you know, they are nonprofits and they do a wonderful job at, you know, helping to educate and control the pet population
right.
through education, and also, you know, finding homes for, you know, very lovable animals that unfortunately have been in bad circumstances. So the Adoption Spot itself basically is an area where an individual or a company can sponsor their favorite rescue or shelter, and the spot will feature a different pet that's available for adoption every quarter. And it basically you know, each shelter or rescue gets $15 back per issue from the adoption spot. So we help raise money for the nonprofit shelters and also, you know, advertise and get some exposure out there for the, you know, the pets that are available for adoption to try to promote,
right.
you know, pet ownership rescues.
Yeah, it basically kind of looks like a high school yearbook, only we see fur faces. And so it really, you know, it puts a face on the individual shelter, and I think it helps people realize that, you know, everybody needs help, and right now we're so exhausted because donations are down everywhere. So the average consumer has, you know, overload in terms of whom they can donate to. So I think it's helpful for them to see individual puppies and kittens' faces. So I thought that was a great idea. The other thing I really liked, and I hope that everyone realizes, is that there's a guide in Natural Awakenings Pet to people who provide pet-related services. So if you're looking for a photographer or if you're looking for a groomer, it's the kind of publication that you want to keep around, like a phone book, until the next one comes out. So I didn't know if everyone knew that, and I'm sure that's a valuable resource. So thank you for that.
It's there, you know, if you're not finding with the advertisers a specific thing, or maybe you're looking for a specific thing, you know, as you're reading through the magazine, the guide really helps allow it to be easy for them to find. And it's really, we found that to be very beneficial in the monthly magazine as well, because sometimes you're looking for something very specific that you may not find in your phone book, or you may not feel like going through, you know, thousands and thousands of pages to find that category that you're looking for, or hundreds of pages. So it makes it very easy and, you know, quick guide that you can look for something, a specialty that you're, you know, maybe in need of.
And I think also knowing that they're in your publication, you can pretty much assume that they're going to be on the greener side of things. And so that's a nice adjunct to have in the back of your mind. Are you open to content suggestions, Jason?
Oh, always. We're always looking for new ideas. One of the great things that's happened since March is the Natural Awakenings Pet Edition has launched in Michigan and Texas. And by the end of the year, I think there'll be 3 to 5 more markets across the country that it'll be launching in. And then next year, who knows? I mean, there's a lot of publishers that are expressing interest in having Natural Awakenings Pet in their market. So I think within the next 2 to 3 years, you'll see it across the country. And we're really excited about that. And as that grows, obviously, the editorial ideas and, you know, what comes with that is possibilities.
Right. So a national network of Natural Awakenings Pet is in store for us.
It's already happening, yeah.
It's happening, okay. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, Jason, and the publication is so helpful, and I know that it's available at Whole Foods. Where else?
Oh, gosh, we're in about 500 locations throughout Sarasota, Manatee, and Charlotte counties.
Okay.
You can find us at Petco, Richard's Whole Foods, Holistic for Pets, most major pet places, most veterinary offices will carry it.
Okay.
And most of our major locations for the monthly magazine as well. We're trying to be everywhere we can, so, you know, we're always looking for more and new locations for the 30,000-plus magazines that we go through each quarter.
Cool. Well, thanks again, Jason, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, Mary Lou.